This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bitcoin is trading today in the $32,000 range, well off its recent highs, but more to the point, down 8% or so from just yesterday. Perhaps, probably, most likely, because the Department of Justice announced yesterday it has done something never before done in the fight against ransomware. They traced and got back some of the ransom that Colonial Pipeline paid in Bitcoin to the hacking group known as DarkSide. That, the tracking and tracing and reclaiming, it's not supposed to happen with cryptocurrencies, at least not very easily. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has more now on what this might mean for the epidemic of hacking that a lot of companies are dealing with right now.
James helps run a small business in the Midwest with about 35 employees. We're not using his full name to protect his company.
So I showed up in the office one morning early last year and basically couldn't do anything on our computers.
It was a ransomware attack.
They sent us kind of a cryptic ransom note with broken English asking for tens of thousands of dollars in Bitcoin.
Hackers have been holding companies hostage since long before cryptocurrencies were invented. But cryptocurrencies can offer anonymity, or at least a method of payment outside the control of law enforcement. It's allowed digital ransom and extortion to explode in recent years. Nick Weaver is a lecturer in computer science at UC Berkeley.
It's probably in the couple billion dollar a year revenue for the ransomware gangs, and collateral damage is probably one to two orders of magnitude greater.
On the face of it, the fact that the FBI was able to crack into a Bitcoin wallet and take back the money would appear to threaten one of the foundations of this criminal industry. But Mark Rash isn't so sure. He's general counsel of cybersecurity threat intelligence company Unit 221B.
Part of the reason they are successful in being able to claw back a specific transaction is likely that they work closely with Colonial Pipeline in making the payment in the first place.
The FBI recovered about $2 million. It presumably could not get back the many tens of millions the hacking group took from countless other companies. It'll probably take years of effort and regulation before the tide turns in the cat and mouse game between law enforcement and hackers. James, by the way, the guy whose company was hacked, he didn't end up paying a ransom. He had backups of all his data. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.